It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger on an absolutely gorgeous day in Central PA. Little breezy out there, but man, beautiful day, October day here. We've got our phone lines open, as always, 946-0435. I've got a very simple and hopefully fun question for you today, keeping it simple. What do you prefer, college sports or professional sports? That's it, 946-0435. What do you prefer, college sports or professional sports? We'll take your calls throughout the show. I hope we can get a lot of calls on this. I really do, because first of all, we haven't been getting as many calls lately, even though it's the middle of college football season. This is usually a great time to discuss a whole bunch of factors. I will say this: we've been getting more and more Steelers calls lately the past few weeks. On our Black and Gold Breakdown show yesterday, we had four calls. That's pretty darn good for a 1 hour Steelers show. I've been very pleased and pleasantly surprised by more people calling in talking about the Steelers, with the great debate about the offense, Mike Tomlin, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. But the question today, college sports or professional sports, which one floats your boat? Both evenly? One decidedly more so than the other? So we live 45 minutes from one of the major college football programs in the country. Penn State has always, pretty much your entire life, been a major force in college football. So I've always felt, in the 25 years I've lived here, that college sports really kind of rule the landscape here. Now, obviously, there are huge Steelers fans, but in terms of passion, in terms of wearing it on your sleeve, living and dying with every game, every win, every loss, I've always felt, especially when it comes to football, that the majority of fans here, and quite frankly, maybe the vast majority of fans here, would say they prefer college sports over professional sports. But, there are some other differences. We don't have great college basketball in this area. We really have no NBA basketball in this area. You might be a Sixers fan, but I've not encountered too many of those in Blair County over the years. So basketball, what do you have? Penn State's really never been all that good. St. Francis has basically not been good for 40, 50 years. So what do you have in basketball? In baseball, there's no college comparison. You got the Pirates, but hell, they're more like a minor league team anyway. Just in general, what do you prefer, college sports or professional sports? We got David first off, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, Corey. I'd like to say professional sports, because I think they've ruined college football and it's becoming professional anyway.
I knew that was going to come up today, because college football especially has become a professional sport. So where does that weigh on you? Does that make you like it more or less?
I like college football less. I have been I've followed Penn State for, as long, I'm 60 now. And I followed them back, when I was a kid. It's just this NIL money and all this, Ohio State grabbing everybody off the portal and all this, all the national media love, they're all about the empowerment of the players. But you can go a little too far. If they want a semi-pro league, or they want to, do something like that, then just go ahead and do it.
Well, that's where we're going. I mean, that's clearly where we're going financially with all the stuff going on. And I will be perfectly honest with you. My answer to this question has always been, I mean, I grew up, I was a huge Major League Baseball fan, but I've always loved college sports more than professional sports. I'm wearing a Syracuse shirt right now. I grew up a gigantic Syracuse basketball fan. That was always my favorite team. But the way college athletics are right now, I wrote this in the Altoona Mirror last week. Neil and I had a point counterpoint. I said, I absolutely hate what's going on in college athletics right now. It's, you know, look, I don't mind that these guys are able to get paid and finally get their share, but it is gone. The pendulum has swung so far to the other side to, well, they're getting their scholarship and nothing else, to now they're getting their scholarship and they're getting a mountain of other things, including the ability to transfer anywhere.
And you notice they don't like to be criticized. Well, when you're getting money, hey, you know, you're going to get criticized.
Hey, I'm going to criticize him. I criticize Sean Clifford like a professional athlete. And I don't care if anybody wants to still claim Geiger, their college kids, back off. Sean Clifford made more money than me and my wife put together probably times four or five last year playing quarterback for Penn State. Drew Aller, we think, makes $800,000 this year. I'm not certain in my entire working life from 19 to whenever the hell I die, because I'll have to work till I die, I'm not certain I'll reach $1 million in career earnings. I'm not certain in my entire working life I will make $1 million. If I do, it'll barely be over it. Drew Aller's going to make $800,000 reported. He is a professional athlete. I am not going to take the kid gloves off by not being critical of a guy who is a professional athlete.
Yeah. I meant that in general. The athletes don't want to be criticized, but they're making money now.
Yeah. So you prefer professional sports, or is that?
I used to prefer college sports, but now I might as well. If you're going to go professional, it might as well be all the way. If you're going to be professional, you might as well call yourself professional.
Could you?
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Dave. 946-0435, and that's a very interesting point that he made. Because I am kind of along those lines as well. My love affair for college athletics has dwindled substantially, really, in the last 5 years, but probably more so in the last 10 years, with just the way things have swung. It has not made me love professional sports anymore, so it's not like I was 60-40 college over pro, and now I'm 60-40 pro over college. My 60 in college has probably dropped to 35. My 40 in pros has probably dropped to 35. And the other 30% of me just doesn't give a damn. JK in Altoona, what's going on, man?
I'm 100% pros and damn near 0% college. I've been like that for 40 years because you can only give up one day, Saturday or Sunday, when you're a working person. So all pros for me.
So you prefer college or pro football over college football?
For 40-some years, yes. Yep. And I just never put much into college. And whenever you talk college, I can't wait for you to talk pros. That's how I feel.
You're like, get off this crap. Unfortunately, yeah. College carries
that. And I love your show and I love your format, and you're doing a great job.
So were you just never a Penn State fan, Pitt fan, anybody, Notre Dame, anybody else?
The answer is yes, in the bowl season, slightly. Again, that's when NFL playoffs are on, so it dwarfs it. You follow me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's my feeling. And Pirates only. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you. You're doing a good job. I hope you get some more calls. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. So we got two votes for professional sports, first of all. Which is interesting. I'd love to get like 20 calls on this. We probably won't, but college or professional sports, what do you prefer most? Phone lines acting up here. I'll get to it in just a second. But like I said, for me, it was really always college over the pro, except for Major League Baseball. I loved Major League Baseball for the first half of my adult life. And then I kind of filtered that because I was covering the curve. I've been asked this a lot. I was asked this 3-4 days ago by somebody, what major league team do you follow? And I was like, you know what? I followed the Cubs religiously till I was like 25, 27 years old, something like that. Then I started covering the curve, and I covered professional baseball every single day for 24 years, and it makes you be less of a baseball fan, to be perfectly honest with you. So when you're around, you would think, for some of you, you think it might be the opposite. Oh, you're around these professional athletes, oh, you got to love this. Actually, you know, professional athletes are kind of a-holes in a lot of ways. They're regular human beings. I don't worship them or look up to them as role models the way maybe you do as a kid, or maybe some of you fans do. A lot of Curve players who went on to become Pirates players were really good dudes, just awesome dudes. But a lot of them just, quite frankly, weren't. They just were not people I wanted to be around. All right, we got the Clarkster. College or pro, Clarkster?
Well, okay, let's preface it by saying about making $1 million. I would like to suggest that you go online and create your account with Social Security, both you and your wife.
It's so ironic. I don't know. What the hell's going on? Get out of my brain. I did that 2 days ago. I kid you not. I did it 2 days ago. I promise
you.
I'm not kidding. I know exactly to the dollar figure what my wife or kids would get. Well, I know what my wife or kids would get per month, and I know what the family maximum. So it's how in the world did you possibly bring that up when I did that exact same thing 2 days ago?
Well, I'm always thinking of that. That's to prevent
you're always
fraud.
Thinking about death. See, I'm 50. I'm not thinking about death, but we redid our life insurance a few months ago. I like to know what would happen to my wife if I kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Well, anyway, as far it's blurring now between pro and college.
Yes.
You know, you're going to now have to step down and do, instead of doing the show about college and pro, you're probably going to have to bring the high schools in. You're going to have a high school selection show.
There ain't going to be no damn radio show if I got to talk high school sports every day, let me tell you.
Well, with all the stuff going on between Hollidaysburg, Altoona, and all the other schools
but the
around
one
there.
Thing, I mean, it's interesting you say it, because I've never been a huge, you know, I've covered professional college sports my whole career. High school sports, you do have to keep the gloves on. You can't be overly critical of high school kids. I mean, maybe a little bit more now, but they're still playing for the love of it. The difference is, you know, in college, up until 10 years ago, college athletes were playing for the love of it. So, but now they're professional athletes.
You got to have the kids come in and say, "What do you want to do when you go to college?" I want to get my NIL money.
Yeah,
you know. But back in the day, I always was a big college fan. Okay, you remember when the SEC in basketball played the Saturday Monday games?
Yes, what?
When basketball, instead of doing, now they're more into the Thursday, Saturday,
yes, right,
or Wednesday,
right.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, they used to do Saturday, Monday.
Yep, that's true. Yep.
Okay. There was always the back end of a two-game swing, you know, to bet on. You know, you bet on the home team because the other team was away.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, in when I was in college and everything, you know, we were big-time college basketball fans when it came to the betting and different things like that. Oh, I you know, touted you on that magazine, you know, that book. You've got to, you know, the, what do you call it? I can't think of the name of it now. Where the heck is it on my desk here? But, no, college sports was always the first love. Well, actually, the first love was pro sports, and then it digressed. When you were a kid, you know, in grade school and everything like that, it was more pro sports. But then the older you got, you drifted into college.
I was the opposite, because growing up in Arkansas, I was a Dallas Cowboys fan because Tony Dorsett, I don't know why, but we had the Razorbacks. That's all there was. So, like, Arkansas, Nebraska, some of these smaller states that don't have pro teams, the college team is all you know. And I had a guy from my high school that played for the Razorbacks in, like, 1984, 85, when I was, like, 12 years old. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So I ventured into college sports at a very early age.
Yeah. We had season tickets to the Eagles way back when, but then right after that, when I was going into late grade school and high school, got involved with the Big Five in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yep.
So we had five schools to root for.
Yes.
And different things. But it's hard to tell the difference now. And my situation, but I think there may be some big issues regarding money down the road. Scandals.
Let's get into that another day. I'm going to get your vote. We're going to lock in your vote right now today. Old Clarkster, looking at your Social Security statement, do you vote college or pro?
I would take college.
Still college. All right. Very
okay.
good. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. A lot of good stuff here. We got, Steve in Duncansville. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Corey. I think what would solve the transfer stuff with students is just the pros go to the college, have a super league, and when, say, a student signs with Penn State, it's a contract for 4 years. And if the student wants to come out of college, say a sophomore, a junior, then when he gets drafted, he's got to buy back that contract. You see what I'm saying?
What's fascinating, let me stop you here real quick. Just today, the NCAA announced that they're getting rid of national letters of intent. You know, like national signing day and all that stuff. You send in your national letter of intent. We've known about that in high school athletics for forever. The NCAA is getting rid of that because it's a binding. So what's happened is we have swung so far into this crazy realm of giving college athletes every possible benefit. They have it way better than professional athletes. Now, college athletes can get out of deals after every year or so. They can transfer. Professional athletes can't do that. I truly wonder how long we're going to be able to go down this road where college athletes have all this freedom to be able to move, because when these professional sports college franchises are paying these guys a ton of money, they're going to want guarantees that they're going to be there for 3 or 4 years, just like professional contracts. You see what I'm getting at, Steve?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. And here's another thing, okay? Is Penn State a state school where taxpayers help out? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand what a state school is and what a private college is. You might see some of these. Okay, you're a state school.
They do receive state funds, correct.
Okay, you can see the governor or the state legislation could step in, you know, because you're going to get some of these kids, like, going to sign, say, look, I got to pay half my, yeah, I got a partial scholarship, but I got to pay the rest, which, you know, 10 years, you know, partial scholarship might be $40,000 or $50,000. Do you see where they step in? Well, you know what? This is a state school. We ain't going to join a professional. You're going to stay state, or we're going to, do you see what I'm saying?
No, that's not happening. Penn State is in the upper echelon of the top 8 to 10 to 12 teams. Penn State can't wait. Penn State will be one of those teams. There was just a proposal released this week about, you know, 8 to 10 teams being guaranteed spots in a new professional league and getting the most possible money every year. Penn State would be one of those teams. So Penn State, Pitt's, we're not talking Pitt or Syracuse or anything like that. Penn State is at the upper echelon of where college athletics are financially.
Got one more question. Okay, let's take these sports like water polo, men's water polo, women's volleyball. I think you're going to see a lot equal, like you got Title IX for women, and I think you're going to see a lot of these other sports dropped and stuff like that. It's not going to be profit sharing, because what if the women's water polo wants is paid as much as like a great quarterback playing for Penn State or Alabama? That's not going to happen. So these schools are going to say, hey, we're going to get rid of three boys sports. We're going to get keep it equal. I can see stuff like that happening, maybe not the first 10 years, but maybe 20 years from now when stuff starts really getting expensive. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. What's your vote, Steve? What do you prefer right now today, college or professional sports?
I watch only football, hunting shows, and fishing shows, so I'd say professional football. I love college football, but I love professional football. I love the team that's beaten Penn State's my favorite team at the time.
All you watch is football, hunting shows, and fishing shows. So I can't get you to watch some Law and Order or some CSI or Blue Bloods or The Office.
I used to watch Law and Order, SUV, but it kind of went really woke at times and stuff like that. I love Law and Order. I watched that, but my favorite detective show was Homicide: Life on the Street from the 90s.
So see, you're watching more than just football, hunting shows, and fishing shows.
I've been watching House of the Dragons. I just Great movie. I know you might not be into Westerns, but the Kevin Costner's, it's 3 hours long, his Horizon, American Saga, one of the best Westerns ever made.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill Burr, I listened to a lot of his, the comedian.
He's awesome.
And he makes fun of liberals because they all don't like it because it ain't kind of, I'm not anti, you know, woke and stuff because it's just a great old-fashioned Western and stuff like that. But it's a great movie. But I'm telling you, I think this stuff will settle itself down where these college teams will just be farming teams for the pros when they have the draft and stuff, and I think they'll limit, like, they get 80 scholarships. I don't know. You know more than me. But it'll be like, okay, it's going to merit a professional team. I think the professionals will have 53, so you'll have 53 scholarships for each team. I think it's going to start mirroring that. Then say, Corey Geiger goes, best quarterback in the country coming to high school, signs with Penn State. You got to stay there for 4 years. And if you want to leave as a junior, when you leave, you're going to have to buy out your contract.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, buddy. That's a great call, man. Appreciate it, Steve. Hunting shows, fishing shows, Westerns. Roger down in Myrtle Beach. Now, Roger calls for the Steelers and Penn State, so I don't know which one. So far, we got four votes here, Roger. It's 3-1 professional sports. Which one you prefer?
Oh, absolutely college football.
Okay, how come?
Yeah, you know what? You can screw around with any day of the week, but don't screw around with my Saturday.
What do you do on Saturday? How many games you watching on Saturday?
Oh, you know, I pretty much watch them all. I mean, the top 25 anyhow. So, Coastal Carolina down here in the Sun Belt League, they bring in some teams that okay, but I'm diehard Penn State, and our alumni association does a great job. You know, we host about 200 plus alumni every week down at the Boathouse in Myrtle Beach. So they do an awesome job, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, we're not in State College anymore. We're not in Happy Valley, but it helps.
So now I'm just curious your thoughts then on all these changes in college football. Does this give you any pause? Does this make you pull back a little and say there is no difference between college sports and professional sports anymore?
It's sad. I mean, even James Franklin said, you know, between the portal and the NIL money, he can't control it all. And then Nick Saban, you know,
he got out.
Says that's the reason. That's the reason. Yep. He's out of football.
Yeah. And you know, James is still a young man. I think he's 52. These guys, yep. Coaching football. I said this to somebody the other day. I want your thoughts on this. You may have heard me say this before. I do not mean this. Just for everybody who thinks I've been overly critical of Joe Paterno over the years, I don't mean this in being a critical thing. I'm merely stating a fact here, okay? And I want to get your thoughts on this. I think James Franklin does 10 times more work than Joe Paterno ever did. Now, that's not saying that Joe didn't do any work. I'm saying that the things that you have to do right now as a college head coach at an institution like Penn State, it dwarfs just the sheer coaching that coaches had to do basically until the last 15 years.
You know, Bill O'Brien, you remember when he left college football there for a while, you know, his comment that got it caught. On a phone call about recruiting, and now he's back at Boston College. But he was right back then, and I just can't imagine why he came back to college football.
Me either.
I don't know the answer to that one, but I'll tell you what, college football is a hell of a lot worse than being the head coach of the NFL.
You know what? I just saw something on Facebook here because you're down in Myrtle. Were you guys in good shape from the first hurricane? And is there a worry about this Milton hurricane from a weather standpoint here in a couple of days with where you are?
God bless us, Corey. I mean, when I looked to relocate down here, Myrtle Beach is a pretty safe area. Now I say that and we'll get hit. But, you know, it is inland. If the hurricanes come up the coast, they generally hits Wilmington. But we get all the water from Wilmington eventually. But yeah, we're safe. I mean, we were fine with the Helene, and Milton is apparently going to go across Florida and stay out into the ocean, so we should be fine. But God bless all those people up in Asheville and North Carolina, Tennessee, and Western South Carolina and all that kind of stuff. I just can't imagine being one of those folks.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the call. 9460. Thanks, man. 9460435. You prefer college sports or professional sports? We'll take some more calls here. I'm very intrigued to hear what people think about all this. So far, we had, five calls? Three for pros and two for college. That's the score so far.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
Alrighty, we're having a fun discussion here today. 9460435. What do you prefer, professional or college sports? I'll reiterate again. I've been on the air here for 15 years. The bulk of the time that we've spent on the show has been on college sports. We try to mix in some Penn State discussion every single day. You know, there rarely does a day go by at any portion of the year where we're not talking much Penn State. By the way, this does give me a little bit of a break here for a second. Say the Penguins have their opener tonight. Penguins host the New York Rangers. And this is one of the few times I'm really ever going to mention the Penguins on the show. If you are a Penguins fan, that's awesome. I do not dislike the Penguins. I just don't care about hockey in any way, shape, or form at all at the professional level. I know some kids who play youth hockey in the area. It's cool for them. Skating, I have tremendous respect for kids who can ice skate and do all that stuff with the puck as well. But I can't stand hockey. There have been times on the show in the past where we have spent a lot of time talking some Penguins hockey. I really don't do that anymore. But if you're a Penguins fan, good luck to you this season. 16 consecutive playoff appearances. That was snapped two years ago, so now they've missed a postseason 2 years in a row. And this is probably the extent of what I'm going to talk about the Penguins over the next 3, 4, 5 months. Okay, back to our discussion. My whole life, I've favored college sports. Nowadays, there is still a separation. Not so much financially, but in perception and passion and really in a lot of ways, personal experience. We are fans. A lot of people are huge fans of a college team because they went to school there. Their mom or dad went to school there. They live nearby. Proximity and participation are huge components. I'm just going to throw out a guess here. So let's say, so of 107,000 fans, anybody want to jump in with a guess here? Of 107,000 fans that attend a Penn State game, okay? How many went to Penn State, are currently going to Penn State, the 20,000 students, or have a very close family member, regular family, brother, sister, mom, dad, that went to Penn State? Of 107,000 fans, now give or take, there are going to be some fans of another team there. So maybe let's just say 3,000. Say there's 3,000. Say 104,000 fans there that are rooting for Penn State. How many of those people either went to Penn State themselves, they're going to Penn State as a student, there's 20,000, boom, right there, or they have a regular family member, close family member, brother, sister, mom, dad, who went to Penn State? I'm going to guess it's more than 80,000. It might be more than 90,000. So 107,000 fans in the stadium, 3,000 are rooting for the other team, 104,000 are rooting for Penn State. I'm going to guess that 80,000 or more of those people have a personal connection to Penn State. It might be 90, 95,000 now that I think about it, because, you know, maybe the wife didn't go to Penn State, but the husband did. Parents didn't go, but their kid's going, or something like that. That, you know, roughly 80% or more of the fans there have a personal close. See, you don't have that with the Steelers. You didn't go to the Steelers. You didn't graduate from the Steelers. You can say all you want. I went to La Trobe as a kid. I went to training camp, blah, blah, blah. I went to all these games back at Old Three Rivers. I went to playoff games. Well, still, you're still just a fan. When you actually attend the school, you are part. Let me say this. I joke about this a lot. I've joked about this a good bit over the years. The we component. Are you a fan who says we about your team? Get the hell out of here with that. You ain't on the team. If you're a Steelers fan saying we need to win this week, come on now. But if you went to Penn State, I think you have the right to say we. If you went to Penn State or a college or whatever, you were part of that. So, see the distinction? All right, we'll go to back to the phone lines. Dave in Hollidaysburg. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, Corey?
Good, buddy. What's going on? You voting for college or professional sports? What do you prefer?
Well, being from Philadelphia, I always have an affinity, for better or for worse, with the Philadelphia Eagles. But my son went to Penn State, and I have friends who have season tickets. So I speak from a position whereby I have a connection to Penn State. I'm not sure I'd put it at 90,000. I think you're somewhere between 50 and 100,000 have some type of connection to Penn State.
Wait a minute. That's not a guess. Somewhere between 50 and 100,000. You got to pinpoint it down a little bit more than that.
Okay. I will say 63,000. I'm just picking a number out of the air.
60, okay? That's it?
I think there is also a social aspect. I think there are people who know people who go on to Penn State and want to participate in the tailgating and the collegial atmosphere that a football Saturday generates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have people who have a friend whose son went to Penn State, or a friend whose both sons, or whatever the case may be, whatever connection. But I also think there's a very strong social aspect at this point to Penn State football. I mean, you have people that are going to the stadium, I mean, going to tailgate, who don't even go into the stadium.
That's right, yeah.
They're watching on the big screen TV, whatever the case may be, because they want to be part of the experience of tailgating and the social aspect. Before my son went to Penn State, I didn't have a connection to Penn State, but I had a friend and still have a friend. We would do the tailgating and all those types of things. So it is a social experience as much as anything else in terms of the whole, you know, collegial experience. You know, it's family. And I also think the other part of it, it's Penn State's game day experience is family friendly.
You don't have that in the NFL, no. Especially with the Eagles, they're throwing up on little girls in the stands.
Yeah, I'm not going to take my son to an Eagles game or a Steelers fan. I just took my friend's 7-year-old son to Penn State game, and he loved it.
Let me ask you this, because you bring up a great point. All of those things that you mentioned, the family atmosphere, the close connection, all those things, that part will not change even with the athletes themselves making tons of money. Can we agree on that? Because even though the athletes on the field are coming closer and closer to being employees and professional athletes themselves, the people who are there and experiencing all of the personal things that you discussed, Dave, they can still love all of that as their collegiate social experience.
I think you can encapsulate it, and this may be a little bit outside the box analogy, but there are more fans that know the alma mater to Penn State than the athletes. I think there is a perception by the fans, and the fans are part of, they feel, the Penn State University family more so, not entirely, but more so than many of those athletes. Those athletes are going there to get paid, to go to the pros, to potentially play football, I'm saying all of them, but, you know, the Drew Aller, Nick Singleton, those players are going on or hope to go on. So I think with the fans, they're more invested in the Penn State experience and more loyal to the Penn State experience than some of the athletes.
I think that's a very good way to discuss it, because I've been a sports writer covering the team, and somebody like me, people who do this, we're writing and talking for the highest of the highest educated people who know all about Drew Aller and Abdul Carter and Kobe King and Ryan Barker, who's now the place kicker, and all of these people. But you know what? Of 107,000 fans in the stadium, I think you're probably talking about a gigantic, significant portion of those fans. Maybe they know who Kobe King is, that his brother is Kalen, but they don't necessarily, they're not reading everything that's written. They're not hearing everything that's said. They're not the ones on the message boards. They're just your casual fan who are there for everything else.
True. I mean, a friend of mine, his son, 20 now, whatever, he calls the players by the first names. He has that kind of, in his mind, relationship.
Does he say we? Does he say we? We got to win this week?
What?
Does he say we? Is he a we fan that we've got to win?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are blue and white tinted glasses on his forehead.
Now, did he go to Penn State?
No. His father did.
Okay. All right. So, and again, that's kind of that immediate family connection that I was just so. Mm-hmm. I will give people the benefit of the doubt saying we. If you went to Penn State, your spouse went to Penn State, your kid, if your dad went to, I can still see a familial connection there if your father went there. And I'll back off saying we there.
But he is in his enthusiasm, it is way beyond his father at this point.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I'm not being critical of the kid or the guy, but he is, you know, it's all in on Penn State. He knows he's on the message boards. He knows the recruiting. He knows what, you know, players, you know, what their favorite hobby is, whatever the case may be. And that's great. That's wonderful. But that's his thing. That's his experience.
All right, so you're voting college sports over professional sports.
Yes.
All right. Our vote is
because I think there's a perception still, even to this day, with what you hear about the players, it's a collegial experience.
So our vote is 3-3 at this point. Dave, good call, buddy.
Michael McDowell talks about the evolution of Front Row Motorsports from his start in park days to being a charter holder to now suing NASCAR.
You know, just, what are these guys doing? Just wasting space and wasting time, right? And the goal was to never be a starting park team. That wasn't the goal. It's just what we had to do to keep things going. And we worked on sponsorship, and when we got sponsorship, we raced, and that might have only been 5 or 6 times a year. If you made the Daytona 500, you had a little bit of a cushion. If you made Texas, it was great. If you made Indianapolis, that was a bonus. If you missed those races, you lost money. I mean, you lost money. There's no doubt about it. And there's years that we didn't make those races. And so I've seen it from that side. I've seen it from the front row side. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to go into the details, but I can tell you this for sure, that Bob Jenkins has and continues to spend a tremendous amount of his own money. And every time we ask for more and more resources and more cars and more parts and a Hawkeye, and you guys have heard me talk about it over the years, it's coming out of Bob's pocket. And so I feel like, you know, I can't answer your question all the way, but I can answer it enough to know that there's not a team in the garage, you can quote this, that's more efficient than Front Row Motorsports. Not one team. There's nobody spending what we spend and performing how we perform. Nobody. And if he has to spend his own money, there's a problem.
This is the final app.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips and snacks for your Halloween party or trick-or-treat, great times and great snacks go hand-in-hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets, too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
Oh, yeah, some Spin Doctors. You still hear Two Princes on the radio a good bit. 30 years later. I'm not certain I know another Spin Doctors song. I think I knew one 30 years ago when I was in high school, but I'm not sure I know another Spin Doctors song other than Two Princes. 946-0435, you want to weigh in on our fun topic of the day. What do you prefer, professional sports or college sports? 946-0435. I want to thank our presenting sponsor each and every day, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. You just heard J.M. telling you all about the store, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. You stop in, they'll make your shopping experience quick and easy and fun. It's relaxing. They're not going to be bothering you. You want to hang out for a while, you can do that as well. Tell them that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central if you head over there. All right, 946-0435. So we had six calls. That's pretty good. We get six calls a day. That's a darn good show. And the votes are 3-3. Three for college, three for pros. What do you prefer, professional sports or college sports? If I get the tiebreaker here, we'll see if we get any more calls in the last 10 minutes. I'm still voting college sports. I still prefer college sports. There's a lot of ways I could go with this. But professional sports, oh, yeah, Rob from Bedford texted me, Little Miss can't be wrong. Little Miss can't be wrong. I remember that. That's two. That's the other Spin Doctor song I remember. Good job, Rob. But I still prefer college sports. There are a lot of things about professional sports I don't like, particularly the NFL. You can have complete garbage human beings and scumbags in the NFL, and yet they still get contracts. Michael Vick, dog murderer. Ray Lewis may or may not have been part of killing somebody. Got a statue of him out in front of the Ravens Stadium. Deshaun Watson paid off another woman a day or two ago who was suing him for some type of sexual situation. Complete scumbags in a lot of professional sports. But professional sports, especially the – look, I'll say this here. I've not really talked about this for last year. Trevor Bauer likes to have – hey, this is some R-rated content. If you got kids in the car, turn the station, turn it down. I don't want kids hearing this. Okay? I don't want kids hearing this. Okay? I've given you some warning. Trevor Bauer likes to have really rough sex. And there were some pictures of it, and he claimed that the girl wanted every bit of it. She claimed she didn't. He was not convicted of anything. He's basically been banned from Major League Baseball forever. Michael Vick, part of murdering 100 dogs. Joe Mixon punches his girlfriend in the face while at Oklahoma. He's still playing in the NFL. Deshaun Watson, more than 20 women accuse him of sexual situations. He's still playing in the NFL. Trevor Bauer likes to have really rough sex. May never play in Major League Baseball again. Now, you could say that's a good thing, that's a bad thing. I'll just say that the whole damn thing is all up for debate about these guys' character, what you can and can't be allowed to do if you have a certain skill set. That's always bothered me about professional. In college, they just cut your ass. In college, they pull your scholarship. Maybe you land somewhere else. Maybe you go to some FCS or Division II school or something like that. Pros, murder 100 dogs, come back and play football for the Steelers, no less. Have a couple of sexual situations with women in bars, come back and play quarterback for the Steelers. Pay them off, that's okay. Come back and play quarterback. Maybe you're part of a murder. Testify against those other dudes, come back and play linebacker for the Ravens. I got a big problem with that in college, in professional sports. All right, caller number two. Now I get the Mr. Hankey reference because he's Pooh from South Park. What's up? What's up, Mr. Pooh? There we go. I had to push the button. Start over. Go ahead.
I am proud to be Mr. Hankey.
All right, that's fine. That's no problem.
Hey, I'll tell you, Corey, and you're in the same way from what I've been hearing today. I don't know if college football will ever be the same. It's fading. My team's one of the worst culprits, a $20 million payroll. I mean, is that college football?
No way.
I don't think so.
That's why they need to win the national title. If they don't win the national title, again, I don't know that Ryan Day is fired, but yeah, that's the number I've heard, that they're paying $20 million for this team, for these players. Do you know what the Detroit Tigers playoff roster? You know how much money they're getting paid?
I don't know.
$18.5 million.
Oh my!
The Detroit Tigers are in the Major League Baseball playoffs, and we believe their playoff roster makes less money than the Ohio State football team.
Well, that's where we're at. Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be like 40 teams, and they'll have the logo of the university, but they'll have nothing to do with the university as far as being students.
Will they have to go? Will they have to go to class?
I don't think so. They'll go to programming for finance and managing money. Things life experience stuff. But I don't see where that would count. That would be a joke.
They ain't come to play school.
Well, he won a national title.
He did. Hopefully he saved his money. He's a broadcaster now, Cardale Jones. So so you're a college and professional fan. Which one do you prefer?
Well, it was college, hands down. But like I said, they're merging, they're blending. So there's really hardly any difference anymore. I do think you're right about the discipline. That's different at some schools. But, yeah, I don't know. We're heading in a different direction, and I don't like it, but there's nothing to be done about it.
I haven't even asked you. Terrell Pryor is now suing Ohio State and I think the Big Ten or whoever the hell else. What do you think of
everybody?
That? Yeah.
Yeah, he's suing the NCAA. He's suing about five places. Yeah, that's interesting, too. All those people are Johnny Manziel, he would have been a multimillionaire every year he was there.
That's right.
At A&M.
That's right, yeah. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. We're going to take one more. So that's another vote for college. So that's 4-3. Oh, no. George, I just hung up on you, man. George, call back. I pushed the wrong button. If you can hear me, George, I actually just hung up on you. I'm going to play a commercial here. You call back in. We'll get to the other side.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious, homemade meals served up from 1130 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Shoe Fly.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com.
Shoe Fly.
Your feet well, thank you.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
I'm rolling laughing in here. My buddy Robin Bedford texted me the great Terrell Pryor quote. This is about Michael Vick. He was defending Michael Vick. He goes, everyone does. Kills people, murders people, steals from you, steals from me, whatever. I mean, I just feel that people need to give him a chance. Oh, yeah. Everyone just murders people, Terrell Pryor. George and Altoona, you vote in college or professional sports, man?
I'm going to break your tie, Corey. I'm going to go college.
Okay, so there we go. So college wins the day at I think, 5-3. So it was already 4-3. So 5-3. Why are you voting college, George?
Well, I think the tradition, I could tell you personally, on Monday night, I could have cared less about the Chiefs and the Saints. I would have watched it just because I'm a football fan. But had there been two, unrelated to Penn State football, you know, college football teams playing, and it was a significant game, I would have been glued to the TV.
Yeah, sure. Because how much of that is in some way because everything is kind of related to Penn State, George? No matter who you're watching, you know, Penn State ultimately competing against them to get into the playoff.
You're right, but a couple other points. I mean, just from other callers, you know, you got the guy down in Myrtle Beach telling you that he goes to an event where there's 200 people there to watch the game.
Yep, crazy.
I mean, now, I know there's probably a Steeler bar in almost every major city or every area, but that's not going to be the same atmosphere as walking into, you know, the Alumni Association.
It's pretty amazing. I've traveled with Penn State for a long time. Anywhere you go, man, anywhere you go, dozens, if not hundreds of Penn State fans, just everywhere.
And if you embrace your time there, you really are, you know, allegiant to the school.
Hey, I'll just point out something. I got 30 seconds. Out of 104,000 fans, how many went to Penn State, brother, father, sister, mother went to Penn State? How many do you think it is?
At least 80%.
80%. Right, very good. Thanks, George. Appreciate the call. Okay. That's going to wrap things up for us today, everybody. Great. So we had eight calls today. That's the most calls we've had in a long, long time. Appreciate everybody tuning in and calling in.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.